Okay, is Wallace Jack here?
Yes.
Are you happy to go now?
Thank you.
So good morning and welcome. Thanks very much for coming out.
Good morning to yourself, and thank you very much for the opportunity to put my thoughts in front of you this morning.
Good.
I think for a start, I think you probably have got a copy of what I'm going to say this morning.
Yes.
But also I'd just like to just probably give you a wee bit of history of my background. I'm a retired farmer. I farmed for 58 years. At the end of my farming tenure, I could drink water out of every open ditch on my farm. I did. So, yeah, it is pretty important, I think, that we do keep that standard. And some of my experience in my farming life was one property I bought, a neighbouring property, all the topsoil had been sold off this in the 1960s. So I got this farm and it was non-productive. So over a 15-year period, I built this up to full productivity again, mainly in a good organic sort of a manner. Again, in the 80s, I bought another farm, which after I purchased this farm, the past owners come along and said, you can't grow, nothing will grow in this paddock, and this paddock. There's 450 acres. In this property, and there was 52 acres where they couldn't grow anything on. What happened, they locked the soil up with high analysis fertiliser. I had a lime works 7 km away. I put 4 to 5 tonne of lime on, and that was the most productive land in 3 years' time on the whole farm. So it is pretty important just to protect what we have got, you know, just I think this, and I am quite concerned about that. So my concerns this morning is about the consent process which we have in place. We have had a dairy effluent for a long consents for a long time. Why are our waterways in such a state? Should we look closer at why we improve on our consent? How can we improve on our consents? What are our consent telling us needs change? We must work closer together if there is a problem. Fix it together, not you and us. I think as previous speakers have been sort of emphasising this. So I think if I can just probably go through my thoughts on this.
Yep.
The discharge from drain system. This is states in the document, no flooding of any other land holding. Do we have to build a wall? It's already been mentioned this morning. Donald's wall. I'm saying, do we need a Donald's wall to stop the water getting from my property into my neighbour's property? How does that actually work? You know, it's all about nature, mainly here, is going to be the biggest problem. And I think the Southern District Council has a long-term plan that the landowners on the lower sides to give the outlet of this water. If this overrides the Southern District Plan, it's going to be very difficult to survive in Southland in the future. And this is what I see this plan doing, you know, and I think it is quite a serious situation to be in if we can't get rid of our water. The discharge effluent to land. Effluent management. Maximum discharge of effluent is 10 mils per application. And it's not to exceed 150 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year. A minimum return period for discharge is 28 days. Maximum nitrate uptake for plants per day a hectare is only 2.5 kilograms. And yet we're allowed to put on 150 kilograms of nitrogen in your effluent in one application if we want. There's no restrictions on this, it's just per year. So 150 kilograms of nitrogen on one application would take 60 days for that plant to absorb it all up. How much rain are we going to get in 60 days? How much of that nitrate, phosphate, whatever, is going to be washed off before the plant can use it up? So I think this is, to me, is quite a concern. I think these are the type of things which we should be looking at. We should be improving. It has been talked about already this morning. The 10 millimetres per application is also allowing nutrients to go into waterways. If all dairy farmers emptied their holding ponds and there was heavy rain after completion, it would cause huge loss of nitrates, nitrogen, phosphate and that sort of thing. This whole ponds, thousands and thousands of litres put on over several days instead of just a small amount each day on application. So that to me is also a concern. Then in 28 days we repeat the process. The grass has not had time to use the nutrients enough, so where are they going to go? I believe they could go straight into the waterway. And I think we've got evidence that they are going into the waterways. So I believe this is not a good practice. There are farmers putting on as low as 8 millimetres of effluent onto their properties, and in their soils and in their waterways they're having no loss whatsoever of any nutrients and so forth. So I think these are the type of things which we should really be looking at, working together and so on, and I think that we could make huge improvements in what we're doing. Effluent management is controlled by EES consents, which farmers use as this is the law. But there can be accidents on farms, there can be accidents anywhere, which can cause other problems. Intensive winter grazing. This has always been a problem, but by putting numbers on a hectare per farm, have mainly two problems. Growing higher yields, crops, or increasing the amount of food purchased. Because you're going to have to feed your stock anyway. So if you have less ground, you're going to put on more nitrogen, more phosphate to grow bigger crops, heavier crops, to feed your animals. So I think this is going to have a very negative effect on our waters with higher concentration of stock if larger areas are required. Management plan. This appears to be a very complex document. The cost of producing this document, and this has been talked about already this morning, requires dairy farmers to milk an extra 5 to 7 cows to pay for this plan, this document, which could not be understood by farmers and staff, because these are very hard-working, busy people. Main points to stop losses being how to calibrate your effluent applicator, maintain fences around waterways, etc. On-farm monitoring, which has been talked about this morning. What these people are trained for, these farm people on farm. This is what their training is about. It's not about all about this high tech sort of stuff. Did leave the complexities to the consent process. Do not overcomplicate. Nutrient budgets. By using the overseer model, best practice data only tells you how much fertiliser to apply for the amount of stock you want to run on your farm. Very little to do with the amount of nutrients losses into our waterways. Next year, the tool available will be the mitigator. This will tell each farmer exactly how much loss of nutrients and contaminants are getting into waterways at the present level and also at the past history of that farm. By the accurate numbers, This is an accurate machine with accurate numbers. It's not at all about how much fertilizer you've got to put on to how much grass you've got to grow. This is telling us exactly where the problem is coming from. And the research, what they've done to date, has already shown that this does work. So I think I'd just like to probably have a bit of a summary of what I've said.
Yep.
I said, please you leave your neighbours on the lower sides of your property responsible to give you outlets for water. Discharge effluent. Take into account the amount of nutrients grass or crop can uptake per day to work out per hectare application rates, not yearly application rates, as higher rates for application will only allow more loss into waterways. Winter grazing. What will work better for water is the opposite to what is proposed. Management plan. This is very important if we are going to make progress. It must be a document which applies to day-to-day running of the farm, which every person can understand and take responsibility for. Not a document only for AS staff and farm consultants. The plan required on request by AS is not good enough. You're requesting a plan farmers to go to all this work, all this expense, and then at the request of AS to want to see this document. How is this going to work, and how good is it going to be? You go to all this trouble, and all of a sudden, in 10 years' time, AS might want to see your plan. So I really do struggle with that. Land use rules. It appears most of these rules will be controlled by consent. If there is a problem, by buying a consent, will this fix it? I do have trouble understanding this process. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you very much for that. You made some comments on the management plans we heard from Fonterra the last time we sat as a panel, not last week, but the week before. And they told us that all of their suppliers already have to do sustainable milk plans as part of the Fonterra program, and they also told us they're putting in significant resources into this area, and their aim is to help all of their suppliers do a farm environment plan within a 2.5 year period. Mm-hmm. So Fonterra is strongly backing the farm environment plan process, and they're putting resources in to get it done within quite a short period of time, so that was encouraging for us as a panel. So that's not really a question, it's just to let you know that. Mm-hmm. Morris,
Could I make a comment on that?
No, I'm not inviting comments, it's just to let you know that's what they told us. Morris.
Thank you. Now, you did mention this in your last little bit, but I still don't understand your concern when you say the plan required on request by ES is not good enough. What do you understand the reason for Environment South wanting to see the plan?
Well, there's no explanation. I could not find an explanation in the document as such. I presume if someone complains or something like that, they might just want to see your plan, but I'm not sure it's on request, what I don't really understand. I think if you make a plan, and you get that plan audited once every 5 years or something like that, to me, then you've got some reason to abide by that plan. But on request, you might never get a request from Environment South, and you've spent whatever money, it can be $5,000, $10,000, I've heard up to $15,000 a year to get this plan in place. These are some of the costings which I've made inquiries about. And if you spend that kind of money, and then you're going to spend this money again next year, and updating your plan, and on request, Environment South might want to see it. I know it could be some valuable stuff in it for on farm stuff, if it's practical day-to-day staff stuff, which the staff must understand what they can do, but a very complicated plan is going to be very difficult for everybody. You put this up on your dairy wall, office alongside your consent issue, so you've got half a wall of paperwork, and how much notice the staff can take of that? They're busy looking after your stock and doing work on the farm. And it's things on that farm which that staff really need to know. And I believe these are the type of things that should be in the plan, not big complicated maps and all this thing. I know we know that we need to know the soils, that's the thing. But I'm saying most of the concern is the uptake of that grass or that crop is what is more important. That is what's going to stop it getting into the waterways.
So instead of on request, if it said every 3 years or 5 years, would that be what, is that what you're saying?
Well, I think then the farmer would have something to work forward to, wouldn't he? And he would understand that there is a reason for doing this big plan, this complicated plan, which we do not need. We just need a basic plan, which is going to improve the water quality.
Okay, thanks very much.
No questions. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't
No questions on me, thank you.
Right. And I've no further questions either, but thanks very much for coming in this morning.
Right, thank you.
Now adjourned for morning tea. We'll come back at 10:20.